Iceland and NATO have a frosty relationship. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jody Childers, visiting assistant professor in the Department of English at Tulane University, examines the history.
In 1948, Halldór Laxness published a provocative novel titled The Atom Station that imagined the Prime Minister of Iceland ceding to the U.S. government's request to appropriate land for military use. Just 1 year later, Iceland joined NATO, which spurred historic protests. During the 1950s, Laxness continued to speak out against the U.S. base at Keflavik. His stance did not go unnoticed by the Americans during the Cold War. When he received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1955, the Daily News declared Laxness a bitter enemy of the state. Newly recovered archives show that the U.S. government even monitored the writer during a visit in 1957. Why was Laxness against Iceland joining NATO? For many opponents of NATO, relinquishing control to a rising superpower signified a betrayal of the long struggle for independence from Denmark that began in the 19th century. During World War II, the Allies entered Iceland. In turn, Iceland leveraged the compromised position of a German-occupied Denmark to sever all ties with Denmark. Iceland emerged from the war as an independent nation. For Laxness then, the opposition to NATO was informed by his commitment to national sovereignty and his left-wing political alignment. Although the anti-NATO movement in Iceland has since attenuated, a thread remains in the country, most notably in current Prime Minister Katrin Jakobsdottir, who cooperates with NATO while maintaining her ideological opposition. As NATO expands through Northern Europe, it is valuable to consider how responses to this alliance have been shaped by the unique histories of individual nations. In an Icelandic context, literature played an instrumental role in this discourse, reflecting and influencing perceptions of U.S. foreign policy.
That was Jody Childers of Tulane University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.